from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster who's here to keep you company. That's really my job, is to keep you company, take your mind off of stuff, to be here. I'm here for you. I'm here when you call via the, but you know, whatever button, it's not, or a screen. Call me anytime. But you know, but via podcast app, which actually the podcast app technically does make some sort of call through some sort of codes or something, like to the server, and it says calls the server. So call me, call my server anytime through your podcast app. Call me on your pod phone, as the Drake once said, and you know, I'll take your mind off stuff because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast to put you to sleep. And Sleep With Me, he is here out of compassion and empathy, and also like saying, hey, there's a lot of other people out there tossing and turning and stuff too. We're going to keep one another company. You're not alone. Sleep With Me is here to keep you company in the deep dark night to fall asleep. But if you need more, there's links to resources you can connect with right now in our show notes. If you want to be a part of change, internal and external change, say Black Lives Matter with your actions. There's also links to organizations so you can support our community that we all live in. So those links are in the show notes as well. And these sponsors are why I'm here for you free twice a week and the listeners that support them. Thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What would what it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/with me. That's odoo.com/with me. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. One part of the podcast I need you to hear, so I'll pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. Let the sponsors know about it. Let me know about it. Right now, I'm looking for people that bought a Helix mattress or got an all-form sofa. If you haven't, check out those sponsors. But if you have, make sure to let the sponsors know about it so they know you purchased the products because you heard about them on Sleep With Me. And then fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors, because it's a big deal. Right now, we're doing this thing, if you supported Helix or Allform, where you can get in our Dream Door Society, which is really like, there's not really many ways to get into it. It's a big kind of, so check it, fill out that form, let me know about it, and let Helix or in Allform know about it if you supported them because you heard about them on the show. That's the first part of Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part is you getting the support you need. So if you're in need of extra support right now, there's links to organizations you can connect with internationally right now in our show notes, right in your podcast app. So please use those links because you're important. And if you need extra help right now, taking that step is important. Our community is important too. The community around the show, the community we all live in, and the entire community of other human beings. So if you want to be a part of positive change and say Black Lives Matter, say Stop AAPI Hate, there's links to organizations you could connect with to learn more and to take that next right action right in our show notes. And the third part of Sleepy Supporter Zone is something I support. You know, I support other sleep podcasts. It's particularly one my friend makes, Craig Harris, over at Sleep Whispers. I don't know if you've listened to Sleep Whispers, but you could find it wherever you listen to your podcasts. Sleep Whispers is a podcast of whispered ramblings and readings for relaxation and sleeping. It's made by a wonderful human being. And you get yourself a calming moment, soothing meditations, interesting stories, tranquil poems, educational Wikipedia articles, listener feedback. And the best part is you could listen to it on your device of choice. You could, any podcast app, just type in Sleep Whispers and add it, subscribe or follow it and start listening. Then you got another sleep podcast ready to go for you. That's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who Chris are they? Posty poster song. Sounds like an earful. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts. Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter or Instagram. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, things on your mind that you're thinking about, whether, you know, it could be thoughts from the past or the present or the future. So thoughts, any feelings coming up, emotions bubbling to the surface, or left over, or, you know, anticipatory feelings and emotions. It could be physical sensations. It could be a change in your schedule or your routine. It could be that your schedule is not routine. So many people in different, you know, jobs, especially jobs that are community support, you know, jobs where you're supporting our community. In your community, you don't even have regular schedules, and we get to be there for you because you're there for us. So I appreciate that. It could be something else, you know, seasonal or situational, whatever it is. I'd like to take your mind off of it. What I propose to do is create a safe place, like I said, where you could set that aside. I'm going to create the safe place by sending my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, which means I'll go off topic, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'll get mixed up of filler words. This podcast is so full of filler words, it's overflowing. If I, you know, if I could think of a joke, I would have put it in there. How full is it? It's over. See, how full is it? It's overflowing. Did I ever tell you all, my dear listeners, the great tub overflow story? I know there was something called tub overflow. I'll try to remember to tell it to you, because it's just an example of how human we all can be. And I think that was when I made the pod. I think the podcast existed then. Maybe not, though. Maybe it didn't exist then. I'm not sure. But whatever. Here's the thing. I'm going to send my voice. Oh, so if you're new, few things you might want to know, because this podcast is very different. So if you're having a reaction, or you get here, you say, what is this? Is it, what's this? When's the story going to start? I'd say about 15 minutes from now. So the reason this podcast is different is it's really here to, it's a sleep podcast, but I'm also very different. Maybe you're very different. So we have that, and, you know, we share that. It's one of the things that can keep us awake at night. It's just that could be a feeling and a thought and a physical. It could be a triple decker. Oh boy! So what was my point? And when I tell you this tub story, you'll say, "Okay, makes sense." So this podcast is different. That's one thing. But of course, if you're skeptical or doubtful, if you're new, that would make total sense as well, because I'm sure you've been promised things to put you to sleep in the past. Maybe you're like a lot of the other listeners, the regular listeners listening now, or the new listeners that say, yeah, I've tried all this different stuff and none of it works, or it works for me like for a day or a week. And I say, yeah, I've been there. That's why I started making this show, as a matter of fact. So that's one thing. The podcast is different. It's also not a podcast you really listen to. My job is, I'm here to keep you company and to take your mind off of stuff in a way that just barely engages you. So you say, okay, I'm aware someone is talking, and they may tell a story about a tub in the intro, the old bed tub. It ain't no hole in the bed tub. Emmett Otter never sang that one. But if there was a bed tub, you'd probably want multiple holes in it. Putting a bed in a tub probably would put a crick in your neck, so don't do it. I was just thinking of the term crick in the neck. It's spelled differently than creek, right? Okay, so... Oh, so, yeah, you don't really listen to me. You just kind of look at me like you would observe water passing by in a stream. You say, okay, there's some water going there. But you're not really paying too much attention. So loosely listen or listen in an out-of-focus way, like you're looking at water clouds. I don't really actually put you to sleep either, even though this is a sleep podcast. And I kind of started that whole, like, the sleep audio kind of thing back in 2013. This podcast doesn't put you to sleep. It's here to keep you company while you fall asleep. So I'm here to take your mind off of stuff while you drift off. That's why the shows are over an hour. So you say, oh, I got plenty of time to fall asleep. And, here's the other thing. You don't even have to fall asleep. If you can't sleep, I'm going to be here. So listening to me is optional. But there's no pressure to fall asleep. My job is to keep you barely engaged and to keep you company, whether you need it or not. And if you can't sleep, I'm going to be here to the very end. Because there's a tiny percentage of listeners on a regular basis that can't sleep. And then there's people that, yes, situationally, I'm here to keep you company. I'm really here to apply for the role of bore friend, bore bud, bore sib, bore bestie, bore cuz. And yeah, I guess I have an admission to make about not being perfect. I mean, definitely on multiple levels, but this tub story will show you. So a couple other things that if you're new, they can throw new listeners off. One is the structure of the show, other than all the other stuff I said, and that I'm an acquired taste, and that it takes two or three times to get used to the show. The structure of the show is very different, but it's intentionally different. Show starts off with a greeting, friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, so you feel welcome. Then there's business and listener support and that kind of stuff. That's how we're able to be here free twice a week, is the business at the top of the show and the business after the intro before the episode. Then there's an intro. The intro goes from like minute 4 or minute 6 to minute 20 or so. And for new listeners, at first it can feel a little bit jarring, but for regular listeners, it kind of serves a purpose. And then for some new listeners, they get it right away and they start falling asleep or getting comfortable. And then a few people skip the intro. 3% of listeners skip the intro. But for most people, the intro introduces a new person to the show. You get to know me, particularly tonight. I'm going to tell you a personal story. But it also gives you some space between your daytime and your falling asleep time, whether you listen to the podcast while you're getting ready for bed or as part of your wind down routine or you're in bed already cozy and comfy. Regular listeners, it kind of helps you ease you into bedtime. So that's the goal of the intro. And because it goes for like 15 or 20 minutes, some people say, why? And I say, well, to give you some space, to set the sun, as we say, or as I've just said just now. So that's the intro. Then there's business. And then it'll be a bedtime story. Tonight will be a story of two siblings going on a small adventure on a long and winding road. And I forgot their names, Icicles and Listicles. So that'll be interesting. And then there's some thank yous at the end. So that's the structure show. Like a lot of listeners said, and I said earlier, this podcast is an acquired taste. So give it two or three tries before you give up on it. Unless you really don't like it already and you say, this is not for me, so, sir. I just don't appreciate you. And that's fine. Not everybody likes me or the podcast. I'm not being snarky. I totally get it. I have a website, sleepinmepodcast.com/nothankyou. You could go there. There's other sleep podcasts and sleep audio stuff. Because, yeah, this is just podcast just isn't for everyone. So I don't think I've ever told this story, or maybe I have. So let's see. The 2021, when I'm recording this, this must have been somewhere between 20, 2010 and 2014. It could have been any year, any of those years, maybe even 2015. Though probably not. I'm trying to think. My daughter was born in 22. Well, I don't want to say her exactly, but so we were visiting. It was a summertime, and we were visiting. We were having like a small family gathering. Me and my family try to get together in the summer, and go to a cabin on Lake Ontario. But we were. It hasn't successfully happened, but this, whatever it was, I think I did make the podcast at this time. I'm not positive though, but let's say it was 2014, or 2015, just for, I think it was after 20, whatever. So whatever it was, one of those years, it was in the history of the humanity. But so I grew up in Syracuse, New York, and we have our childhood home, and my parents were kind of living there, but mostly they had relocated to Florida, and I'm the oldest of six kids. So in our childhood home in Syracuse it was there, and different people were living there at different times, and... But my mom had said, okay, this is whatever this summer was. She said, I want you to come. We got some work to do around the house. And, if you have anything at the house, I want you to take it and get rid of it. This isn't the important part of the story. This is just a setup of just like a sleep podcast. But so we were there. And then we also had to do a bunch of yard work, like not landscaping, but like weeding and that kind of stuff. Really stuff I think this is part of my vacation. And meanwhile, my brother-in-law was working. So he was not on vacation and he was working remotely. And he's working remotely from my parents' basement downstairs on a computer. And then I was like going indoors and inside and outside, like working on the lawn and the whatever, weeding and stuff and cutting bushes and going inside because my daughter was with me and she was like around 6 or 7 years old or something. And we hadn't been staying at this house. We'd been staying at a cabin on Lake Ontario that doesn't really have a bath or anything. And it's like got a septic tank, so you don't really you kind of bathe in the lake because it's like an outdoor living style. And so I said, why don't you take a bath? Because this is a great opportunity, with at this house, you could take a bath. She says, okay, why don't you start my bath for me? I'm doing something. So I start running the bathtub. And the bathroom is like right next to the room where my brother-in-law is working. And I guess apparently this bathtub doesn't have any sort of overflow thing or anything. So I start running the bathtub and I said, hey, nameless brother-in-law, I'm running the bathtub for my daughter. So I'm going to go back outside and work on the stuff, work on the lawn. Now, this wasn't really, I did not ask his permission. Because he was working. So I made a big old ASSUME, mostly out of me, but also it was my fault, even though in the story and even in my own feelings sometimes I say, well, but really I'm the one to blame. I made an ASSUME. So I said, hey, just keep an eye on that tub or something. He said, yeah. You're like, but he was working, like doing tech support. So he was focused. Then I went outside and started, doing more weeding. And probably mostly, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how much weeding or cleaning I was doing. And more, I was probably doing more gripping. I mean, it was in the summer in Syracuse, New York, with like 80, 90% humidity. But so whatever, I did lose track of time because we were doing stuff. And then I totally forgot about it. And they heard all this yelling and... Ended up, the tub just kept on going, and it filled up, it overflowed, filled the bathroom, then flowed out of the bathroom, and surrounded my brother-in-law. He was actually unaware of it because he was, I think he had headphones on, and filled the room he was in, which had like old carpet. So it even made the situation a little bit less not great. And then someone else came in and they said, what in the hey? So, and then, yeah, for me, I probably tried to like be like, well, why weren't you paying more attention? But really it was my fault. And that tub overflowed. I have no idea what point that made, but just to share, if any of you out there feel like you're a person, I'm a person too. That's the kind of thing. Think about all the like water was wasted. Ended up that the carpet, even it was old anyway, so we had to tear that out. I don't think my daughter took a bath because there's so much hullabaloo. But yeah, it now it's all okay. You know, these things happen. But I never would have thought, I guess, if I think of my whole life, that's the only time I remember that happening to me, like where it was definitely, where I say, wait a second. How come I don't lose track of filling up tubs all the time? I'm sure it happened before. Maybe not, though. Because usually, I mean, I think the water, I think the tub has some sort of mechanism for that. But if the water's like on, like you're filling it up, it, you know what I'm saying. So here's my policy that I have is like only fill up the tub if you're in the room. I mean, that's probably what I should have stuck with. Or set a timer on your phone. I don't know, I actually wouldn't know what I was thinking. Maybe it was like in the middle of a conversation where I couldn't just sit there with and let the tub fill. I think I was, don't multitask. Hey, that's more for me, not for you. Scoots, don't multitask. So I won't tonight. I mean, my mind will, you know, put multiple things in the path of my task. But tonight I'm here for one thing, and one thing only, for you, because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place you could rest, and I want to help. So I'm glad you're here. I appreciate you coming by. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive. I really want to help you fall asleep, and here's a couple of ways I'm able to be here for you twice a week. Thanks. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. All right, everybody, it's Scoots here, and this is one of these famous myths that I know about and I heard about. And for some reason, they just never kept, you see, well, what never quite caught on as a tall tale, never caught on as a part of folklore, never was exchanged by word of mouth through generation to generation, wasn't used as a teaching tool or you know, to reinforce some belief system. This was one of these stories that might have only been told a few times, but I happened to be lucky enough to hear it and kind of remember it. So I thought I'd tell it to you tonight. Is it exciting? It's a tale of Listocles and Isocles. And this was a long ago, back when people had names like that. I don't know if like somewhere long, long ago. I think like in, I don't know if the year was 1910, but I'm pretty sure that they were named. Oh, good question. Are they twins? I don't know. Let's see. I think they're siblings and not twins. Isocles and Listocles. Oh, and they, like, I think their parents were fans of that style, though it could be the Roman times. Is that when people got called that? Isosceles. Wasn't that a character in a Sleep With Me episode? Oh, no. It was Isosceles. But this was like quite a tale, as so many of these tales are. And when Isocles and Listocles reached a certain age, they were told, okay, what with in our family, in our like a greater community, when you reach a certain age, we send you out for what we call the long walk. And they said, oh, like the long walk, like to the store. And they said, the store? What kind of science fiction? What's a store? And then the kid said, I was speaking, actually. I think that was Listocles. Long walk to go to the store and pick up some butts or some cigarettes or some treats. And again, the parental figure said, where'd you read about that? And then Isocles said, yeah, fiction. We've been reading books called science fiction. And the parents said, well, you've reached that age of near maturity where you're ready to, you know, start to make your way in the world. Though you'll still live with us and, you know, we'll still be responsible for you. This is not just a symbolic ceremony. You go out on a long walk, not as long as a walk, but like Craig Mott goes on, and you won't have, the parents said, I don't even know what a camera is. I know you were reading about that though. But they said, we're going to send you out there. And Isocles said, Mama, Papa, where do we walk to? And why, how long is the walk? And they said, it's a long walk. And you'll head out tonight. You'll have everything you need. Where will we go? Listocles said, Mama, Papa. And the mama and the papa said, look at the whole community's here. And they said, oh, and the rest of the members of the community. And everybody looked because they don't remember what Listocles was asking because that small tangent got everybody mixed up. And they said, you'll head out and you'll be okay. At times you may feel like you're not going to be okay, but as Emma Otter once said, all will be well. All will be as it is, as it's been, as it bees, all will be as it is, as Barbara Budd once said, as it happens, as she was introducing the show. And at that point, Listocles and Isocles were just staring. And then Isocles said, must we go? And they said, you must. So head off on the long and winding road. And they said, that's the road they said, no children can go on the long and winding road. And at that, a guffaw echoed out across the adults of the community. And then a knowing look, and they said, that's what every child says before they're allowed to go out on a long and winding road. And Listocles and Isocles didn't get it immediately. They said, it's because you're no longer children, and so you're no longer banned. And then Listocles, I think, said, can I make an admission? We have snuck out there. Just on the edge of town. You know, there's nothing blocking that road but two posts and a rope or something, hempen or something. So we go out there's nothing out there. It goes over some, we went out there because we said, look at me, I'm standing on the long and winding road. And then we went out on it for a while and it just wound over a few hilltops, back and forth and just boring. But we did go, we have been on the road. So do we really need to go? And then they laughed and they said, every child tries to set a foot on the long and winding road and even takes a few steps, some more than a few steps out on that road. But now is your time to journey on that road. So head out, the two of you, and start walking. And yeah, for, I guess the first part will be familiar to the two of you. So they headed out. It was, I don't know, 10 a.m. or something by my watch. It was warm, late spring. There was a buzz in the air. There was a fluff in the air for the, as Listicles had said, this was a kind of like a meadow type rolling hills situation. But it was a rutted path, like wagons had crossed there thousands of years ago for thousands of times or something, because they had never seen a wagon on the road. But there was wagon ruts, or so they thought. They didn't know for sure. And they headed out, and they saw different, you know, floating thing, you know, things living in the meadows, kind things or neutral things, just buzzing around, or floating on butterfly wings. There was thistles and grasses. There was wild flowers. Listicles liked to make lists, so Listicles was there was, you know, leaves and moss. There wasn't any moss, Listicles noted. And actually, Icicles said, can you be quiet for a little while? I just want to listen to the sounds of the what's around us, instead of having. And then Listicles said, shall I make a list of sounds? I hear a buzzing. I hear a groan, like almost, it's not a groan, a human groan. But it's the sound of a forest friend, not, you know, groan. Oh, I hear some wind. I hear nothing beneath everything, but that is something too. And basically said, and all I hear is you. And they laughed because they, you know, they did like one another. Though at times, you know, they did not. It was not an all or nothing situation for Listicles and Icicles. And Icicles said, I forgot to ask, like, we just said it's a long and winding road. They never told us how long we're supposed to go out for, or whether we're supposed to turn around and come back. We don't even have a destination. They just said, head out on the long and winding road. And Listicles said, well, I thought about that while we were walking to the long and winding road. And I'm glad you brought that up, Icicles, so we could talk about it right now. And Icicles said, okay, well, and they, you know, they were stepping, each one with their own motion, but they were traveling at the same pace. Though from time to time, Listicles would go a little faster or you know, meandered within a while. Icicles is stuck to one of the ruts, except if there was like a puddle or something, and then Icicles would go around that. And so Icicles waited for Listicles to say, like, the theory. And then Listicles said, sorry, I was thinking of other things I was hearing that I was going to list for my listing. And Icicles said, Listicles, I wonder if you loved lists, and like before, if you were not named Listicles, and it's Listicles said, Listicles, not Listicles. And then Icicles said, well, if you were named Listicles, would you think you would like lists? And Listicles said, I actually don't like lists. I know we're close and we know a lot about one another, but I guess we don't know everything. So this is yet another opportunity. I don't love lists. I don't dislike lists either. Lists are merely a tool for me to organize things in a way. That I could look at and study and can maybe move to another list or a collection. A list doesn't even necessarily, it could be a pre-list. You could just make a bunch of words somewhere. But eventually you might say, well, let me look at them in list form. And then you could say, let me not look at them in list form. But I found that, you know, there's written lists and then there's listing off. Old listicles, they say, and I know they say it, icicles, just listing off stuff. But how else would you... You only say stuff, it's when we speak, it's mostly linear, except if there's long pauses between what we say, it's all going in a list-like manner. I would say list-like, not like a list. I mean, yes, like a list, not, you know what I mean, Isocles? You're right, I did not know that about you. I thought you loved lists, and would you say you're over-reliant on lists? I'm not, again, I'm not trying to, I'm just, like, this is news to me, so I'd say, well, my dear brother Listicles does not love lists, but do you use lists for your loves? How else would I count the ways, dear sibling? Of course I would, but yeah, no, I do. I find lists have a great utility. I don't know if I'm over-reliant on lists. I would say that it has a well-worn, like these well-worn, well, for example, as I already started to make the example, but then I said, I thought I would say it, for example, for clarity. We're walking on what seems to be wheel ruts. You know, though the wheel was banned in our community long, long ago, we have no wheels. You know, once Baron von Square took over and expressed, and that's just what we call Baron von Square Square, that, you know, all things circles. Well, it didn't work out, but wheels were the one thing that they said, well, we could get rid of wheels. We might not be able to get rid of all circles. We realize they have a utility. And I think, you know, I know that sometimes the people talk about, well, maybe it reduced our mobility because, we, you know, there's also, then it changed our relationships with horses because they said, no horses either. For riding, you know, and we don't live in an agrarian community, so we don't know, but I know we in school we learn about how they use those for moving around stuff, my point was, so there hasn't been a wagon or a wheeled vehicle traveling this road for as long as we know. As long as we've been alive, but even Mama and Papa, as long as they've never ridden. The Great Wheel Ban was before them. And Mama and Papa have to be hundreds of years old. Well, they're not actually. You just feel like they're hundreds. I know they're not hundreds of years old, but if I could, okay, so. What was my point? I already forgot what my point was. That these ruts in the road, are they assigned this path has been overused, or was it a utility that's left its mark? Why would they have the long and winding road? Well, this is very confusing. Like, so this is a long and winding road, but so vehicles or wheeled wagons used to travel on the long and winding road? Yes, realistically, so you were going to tell me what your theory was about why we didn't have a destination and they just said set out on the long and winding road. Okay, dear sibling. Basically, so I will need your help on this because while I have a theory, and I think my theory has some validity to it, I also know that I can run away with my expectations. You know, when I'm making lists of things that are great or things that are not so great, like my all or nothing lists, even though it's a list of all, like it might be an all list, all the dreams that are going to come true for me. Then when you put it in list form, I guess this maybe is answering your previous question, though. It can become a tool that is of not of use to me. Though now, maybe this is part of the maturing process that we're out on this road walking and talking. Holy cow, this long and winding road really works. What do you mean, dear sibling? Well, Isocles, so I do have a habit of making those lists. Lists of who might be my first kiss. That's still a list that's left unchecked, but... Or, you know, lists of, you know what I mean? All good lists or all not good lists. Well, they'll tell me more, listicles. So what if I made a list of, okay, here's a couple examples. If I would have thought today, I know they said, we got to go to the town square. We have to talk to you about something. And, you know, this is the one thing no one ever tells you about, that you're going to have to go out on a long and winding road. So there must be some point where we're sworn to secrecy, which I don't know how that is manifested in an effective way. But anyway, if I would have made a list of what was going to happen today, whether it was good or even if it was a list of likely things that actually had a likelihood, this would not have been on my list. I see that, my dear sibling. Okay, so the other thing is that, yeah, sometimes I make these lists that are all positive things, and then the list, it doesn't lose all meaning, but it loses some relevance because it creates an unreality. And then I base my expectations on that unreality because they say, oh, well, if... You know, like those rocket people, right? They could change into a rocket, or the drill people that could change into a drill and go into the earth in our science fiction books. Or even the people that said, well, I'm going to become a scientist, and people if I came up with a list like that, one day I'm going to be a rocket person, or I might be a drill person that could drill into the earth, or I might be a swimmer breather, under the water person, or I might be a scientist, or I might become a bird, or, you know what I mean? There's nothing on that list, even as we descend down, you say, well, I guess I could become a scientist, doesn't exist, but it could still become it, could become a wheel maker. I don't know. I guess what I said is most of my lists, they tend to be on the extremes. You know what I'm saying? I do know what you're saying. So I think for this journey, even though I have a general idea of, I'm guessing what's going to happen, maybe I could be wrong. Even though when I started talking about it, I had full confidence I was right. Okay, dear sibling, tell me more. Okay, so here's what I think is going to happen, that at some point on our journey, I guess we might reach an obvious destination in that the adults or our entire community will be waiting for us. So that might be a too optimistic and that'll be soon, and that in the ceremony will be completed. But I got a feeling, because I could sense the room, you know, even though we're outdoors, that it's not going to be all like that. So there'll probably be some parts of this, like I'm just warning you, and I know you're a bit more grounded than me, that this is probably going to be a more than one day thing because of the packs we have. We haven't looked in our packs, but that we're probably going to be sleeping somewhere. And eating lunch, dinner, breakfast, maybe other meals. Listicles, that's brilliant. We could figure out how long they expect us to be out here by looking through our packs. Wow, yeah. So let's keep walking, though. Let's keep that as an open area of inquiry and not stop until we think we're going to have lunch. Okay, fair enough, fair enough. So keep going. So, well, I guess that was it. So I think that at some point we're going to reach a destination, and then we'll know it's a destination. There is a lower possibility that we are on a loop. Okay, well, while you're listing possibilities, any more possibilities? So it could be a loop that loops back. The other possibility is it's some kind of test and that there's not a destination. Oh, boy, I didn't even think about this, Isocles. Okay, go ahead. Well, okay, so let me say what I was going to say first, and then I'll see if I can remember what I just thought of. So I was thinking it could be a test to see how long it takes us to turn around and come back home, right? Like, oh, when are we going to, do we give up? But what if it's also a test like that, like to see how far we keep going, like to see if we, you know what I mean? To see, okay, good, okay, Listicles, I'm with you. I'm hearing what you're saying. So a couple possibilities, like you're saying, this could be a simple combination of a safe, somewhat open-ended journey, even though we're on a rutted path that we're supposed to follow, that we're supposed to go out somewhere in the next 36 hours, or hopefully just 24 hours, is a destination. And we'll be, you know, it'll be our passage into adulthood. The other possibility is that this is a loop, probably about the same time, but just guessing by the weight of my pack, but that's no definitive thing. And that we make it back, like on the loop in about a day or two. It could be even simpler than that, and then in the next few hours, there's a destination. So, and those would be nice ways to think about it, right? Or maybe we're already using some tool. And why do we go out together? I guess we don't have to answer that, but I do wonder. Okay, we're going out together. Do other people go out together? Or do they go out alone? Here's an idea. What if mom and dad just came up with this for us? It's not like that's why we never heard about it. Huh, that's an interesting theory. You're right. That would answer why no other kid has ever said anything, even though we're all banned from going on the long and winding road. Okay, but you seem to have other theories, Isocles. So tell me your other theories. Okay, well, some of these series might go on your list on the extreme of the non-positive extreme, but not totally all the way to the other side. Though that probably is farthest to the, if mom and dad just came up with this to send us out, I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. Well, we do have the packs, so that's something. Right, what if we opened up the packs and there was just heavy books in there? Well, then it would be like we were in some sort of fictional, like, I think that's just, that's something from reading our fictional. Let's go with that, though, Isocles, since we're not going to open our packs for a little while. Then it is like a science fiction book we read. Wow, you're right. So what if we, yeah, so we were setting out on the journey. And it seemed like a community. So what if we say yes to more than one of these? So we thought we were sending out on the long and winding road as a part of a community ceremony to embrace our adulthood. But it was really just something our parents had arranged for some reason. Then we set out, then as we kind of discussed and we tried to come up with things, though I guess this idea wouldn't hold too much weight because they didn't tell us not to open our packs, did they? No, but they did put them on our backs and then set us forth and clip the things, which would have dissuaded us. They didn't put them on our backs until we were already at the edge of the long and winding road. Okay, but let's just imagine that we open the packs and they're empty. They're just full of whatever, like rock. It doesn't feel like rocks, but books and rocks or stuff of no value to us out here. So then we would probably, most people would just maybe, I don't know, what do you think we would do? Well, there's a forest ahead. It doesn't look like an ominous forest coming down this last large hill we've gone up. Looks like it's a small, what do you call it, a canyon, and then there's some hills, and yeah, it's a stream or river that runs through it. And the path clearly goes into the forest or woods up there. Okay, so this would be the part of the thing where, and it's almost getting towards lunch. We will have lunch before we get to those woods. So anyone else would be looking in their pack by then, more than likely. And then you discover your pack's empty. You could easily get back. I mean, the most likely outcomes would be go back home immediately, continue on into the woods for, I don't know, 2 or 3 more hours, and then head back, because at least you would be out, like, and you could even go further, I'm just saying, because, like, you could eventually, as long as you're following the long and winding road out of the woods, it's pretty easy to follow. And then you would get back at night, and then maybe they have a celebration for you then, or maybe they're on long watch. They could also easily send out some of the people that are better at walking fast or running to come out and get us. Yeah, I'm not saying I feel really, even with this theory, I don't really feel uncomfortable. Well, I mean, there's certain things I feel uncomfortable about, Ice Squeeze, but I don't feel... I feel like Emma Otter said, all will be what it be, but all will be well, kind of too, because it will be as it is. Right, and that is something we've been taught. I mean, here's the thing. If that's the truth, and we open up the packs and there's nothing in them, part of me would want to go back. Maybe it's a way of, part of me would be really... I don't know if I'd want to, like, long-term, I would question, like, whether I'd want to make long-term residence in our community. And I don't think I would, like, say, well, like, let's say I move to another town or city or whatever. I'd say, well, you could come visit, but you're going to have to stay somewhere else to mom and dad. I'd say, well, why? Well, because of the long and winding road. You could visit me and my new family, and I appreciate it. But you're gonna have to go home after dinner, or go to stay at an inn. Oh, Icicles, you're so much better at those kind of boundaries than me. I would have just kept it. I would have been keeping a list and checking it twice, but I don't know what I would have said. Oh, so what do you think we would do, though? What do you think if the packs are empty? What do you think our move is? Well, I would want to do something that they wouldn't expect, just to, trying to find a way to teach them a lesson, I guess. Yeah, same here, which would just be keeping going, but I don't know if we could responsibly keep going. I guess there's the river, so... We could, drink out of the river, and then we could keep going. I mean, along the river, I did not see any signs of, anything. And I know that, once Lord Square, Baron von Square came, they tried to separate all our communities out. So it's so it's longer than a 2-day distance between every community. Yeah, I think it's for above average walker, it should take 2.5 days. And I don't know if that's Katzen walking. So we won't encounter any official communities. But it would make sense that a community would be along the lines of the river, right? And if we stayed by the river, we'd have water. We'd have to make sure the water's good to drink. Or just give it a shot. But then we wouldn't have anything to eat, and that probably is fine from my understanding of that for a couple days. So I would say we would try to go follow the river up through the canyon, through the woods, and then see, keep following the long and winding road, I guess. If that did not work and there isn't a branch, we could head up. I think it looks like we're going to be heading upstream. So then we could head downstream. Which makes me think that this river stream probably goes below ground at some point and feeds the aquifer in our community. So then we would make it back, but then why wouldn't we just take the road back, the long and winding road? So if our packs are empty, that would be my vote in this moment, though I'm sure my tune will change as the hours go on. Or if we test out the water, I think we should just take some sips of the water when we get there, and then give it a couple hours to see how we feel, and then stay, maybe even take a break by the stream or river or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's why I trust you, dear sibling. Okay, so that's interesting. Here's an idea. I was just making, not lists in my head, but as you're talking, I was categorizing and, thinking, I was trying to listen to everything you were saying intently. I don't know if you could tell, I even tripped a couple times because I was looking at you. But so here's what I'm thinking. What if we just keep going? We don't, because now we're almost at the lunch where we would eat lunch. We don't open the packs. What if we don't open the packs till tonight? And we try out your water thing anyway. Is there a downside? As long as we're staying on the long and winding road. I mean, maybe we have to go off the long and winding road to get to the river. I don't know. It's tough to tell with those trees that are coming up. But this looks like a pleasant enough. Everything's kind of spread out. Yeah, I think that's a good theory. I mean, I was also thinking I don't sense that anybody's keeping an eye on us, which would be kind of, I don't know if I'd be comfortable with that too, like some adult observers. So that's like, what if there was kids that just didn't want to stay on the road? That's like my question is, do they just expect us to stay on the long and winding road? I don't know. I mean, my theory with that would be no. I mean, there might be kids that, that kind of makes another thing. You're right. Maybe mom and dad just set this up for their own life lesson. But it does also make me think that, there would be some kids, I mean, depending on how long they've been doing this ceremony, that would go off the road or something. Okay, here's another idea that just popped in my head, listicles. Now that we're in this forest, it's a bit cooler. Good thing we have our cloaks wrapped around our waists. Also, that gave me confidence that if we had to sleep, it shouldn't be too cold tonight, but we should be fine because we have these cloaks we can wrap ourselves in or lie on them or a combination of both because they're so, they're like those cloaks that person invented. Yeah, I love my cloak too. What were you saying though? So I was thinking about Baron von Square-Square, right? One, easy person to blame for this. I mean, I guess it was a natural progression to blame our parents. Maybe we should have blamed Baron von Square-Square first. I don't understand, dear sibling. Okay, well, here's the thing. So two possibilities within a range of possibilities. What if one, this is some sort of edict of Verenbon Square Square makes every community follow for whatever reason, because Verenbon Square Square is just, you know, from a generation of circle disliking, controlling rulers. And this serves some sort of other purpose, or is just a way, whatever. Maybe they're like, I don't know. That's one thing. Or, well, I guess then there's three possibilities or more. Or our community came up with this ceremony to blame, and then when we get back, they'll blame Verenbon Square Square. And then we'll live our lives loathing Verenbon Square Square even more. And at one day that may serve some purpose, or it just serves a purpose that we believe in our community leaders more than Verenbon Square Square. Okay. Yeah, I can see that as a possibility. I mean, Verenbon Square Square could be great, and just says, well, sir, here's a list of reasons why circles and wheels aren't great. Why, you know, there's plenty of reasons you could come up with. Yeah, another thing could be either Verenbon Square Square or our community. This is some sort of preparation. They say, okay, well, this is to prepare you for dealing with Verenbon Square Square or the Verenbon Square Squares of the world. Okay, there's a river. It is a stream or a creek. Should we go off the path? I mean, we'll be able to see the path and the creek from this part right here. Should we go to the creek and drink a small drink? I think only one of us should drink a small amount. Okay, I'll do it. Because then I can make a list of anything, you know, I'm thinking of or whatever. Okay, go ahead. Let's walk. Oh, wow. It's very clear. I don't see anything floating in it. It's coming from that hill, I know that there's, I think, yeah, okay, oh, it's cool and refreshing. Not too refreshing. I don't want to make you jealous, Icicles, but I imagine it came from melted ice, yeah. Okay, let's keep going. And we, I don't know if we, do we need to rest? No, let's keep going and figuring. So did you have any other theories, Icicles, or were you, well, I was just thinking this could be a preparatory thing or something like that. Yeah, I guess it could be. Well, here's the other thing I was thinking, Icicles. So it's apparent to me that we're heading in, we've been winding, right? But then I think about this. So the road is definitely winding. We've been winding. We're winding through this forest, and eventually we'll wind our way up through that pass up there that we can see above. And it seems like a fairly low altitude pass, so it shouldn't be a problem. We should probably bed down or something, or maybe go up and then come back down, depending on what time we get to the elevation gain. But that'll be a long and that'll be a winding road. How do you define long? If it's winding, then it's automatically going to be long, even if it covers a short distance. Wow, that's something only a list lover could come up with. That's a brilliant point. But then they put long first, long and winding, not the long wind, the winding long road, or the long winding road. The long and winding road, is that what they called it? I think that's what they called it. I don't know anymore. You're right. So that tells me it's pretty long. And I don't know. I get the sense that maybe we're out here and it is open-ended. And if it isn't, if it is open-ended, now I'm glad we're together and I think we can support one another on this long and winding road. But if it is an open, and I think we could just answer this question on our own, right? We keep going, and we go up this mountain pass, and if we rest before we go up there, we go up there, because now I'm noticing our progress. I'm saying, okay, it'll be about 2 p.m. when we get to where we start to go uphill. So if we go uphill for about an hour and a half, which I think we could cover. Well, anyway, it's not important. I just have lists in my mind. But then we can either turn around if we don't get to the top and we see what's in front of us, right? But we keep going if we stay committed to it. And I think at different points during this journey, depending how long and winding it is, each one of us will lose investment in it, right? So I think we can, while we're still feeling good, and by the way, I feel great after that drink, so that's another bonus, but also another reminder that we could return to that. So we should set a general idea of time, which I'm pretty good at tracking, more not an offense, but better than you, Isocles, to return to the river and drink more fully. So we'll go up to the top of the mountain, right, or the top of the pass, and we'll see what we see, and then we can always come back down here and sleep in the woods. But if we get to the mountain pass, right, then we'll be pretty much a full day's journey away. And while we technically could walk all the way home, that would be a pretty long walk, and we don't know what's in our packs, which I think is good. But whatever's in our packs, I mean, I'm beginning to think if we don't have it, that your boundary thing is correct, that, maybe this is a part of, like, us looking at our community's values. And again, this isn't on a list yet, but in saying, well, I don't like our, if this is what our community values, to send us out, as children and expect us to return as adults, we just keep, I would say, if we keep going, then we've made that true, whether it's true or not. And I would say, then what's the difference between Baron von Square and home, huh? That is some heavy stuff, but it's a good thing we carry those, that all is as it is, and all will be well when it is as it is, because you're right, dear sibling. And we're already starting to elevation gain early, which what I would say will put us a little bit ahead of track, so then we could come back, no matter what we see up at the thing, it would be a good idea to come back. We could drink water, then we could look through our packs, and then sleep the night in the woods. Either way, I mean, unless there's something right on the other side of the pass, but I don't think there could be, unless it's like you're saying, some sort of loop, or there's a giant party up there waiting for us. I would also agree that, while I think this is another opportunity, like you're saying, so I think you're having very strong feelings about this now, and I think that's also a good thing. So I'm here to help care for you and respect what you're saying, but also to say we don't need to make a decision right now either is the wonderful thing. But I do respect your opinion and actually share it as, if we did live in a community or we had a family, and, no community or family is perfect, but if the value system of that said, hey, get out there, here's how you become an adult, symbolically and literally in our community, is to head out on a path, a long and winding road with a pack. Maybe the pack has all the supplies you need. Maybe it doesn't. but you go out and then we're going to see what happens that we should have the openness to make a decision based on that, huh? Yeah, I think we should. I guess you're saying is kind of like I already reached a conclusion, and you're saying to me, be more open before I reach the conclusion. But you're open to my conclusion. You're just saying, hey, we don't have to make a decision at this point about it either. But I think it's also underlined by the belief that, right now it's fine. And we're really making good time. Like, we'll be up to the top of this pass very soon. I don't know if I shared it. Wherever the belief is, it's like, I guess it's true. Here's the thing that maybe you didn't even mean this, but I just made this connection based on what you said. So if it's based on that, it kind of feels H-A-R-S-H or whatever, not very loving to say, hey, head out on this path. Maybe you'll turn around in a few minutes and we'll be here waiting for you to come back. Maybe that's what most kids do. And, oh, there's your lesson for adulthood. You're not an adult yet. Or, oh, this is part of adulthood. Or maybe some people go out further. Maybe there's stuff in our packs. Maybe there isn't. Or maybe, some kids go off the path. Or maybe they send somebody out running. There's the harsh side of that is like, well, I don't share that and I'm not comfortable with like that anymore. But there's also like the idea that they're accidentally making it true. What do you mean, dear sibling? Well, so we got to the top of the pass, right? Here we are looking out. And it's not that far down, but it is a little bit a steeper path down. It's still winding. And it's still long because I think that was a more, that was one side. Well, you could kind of see that if we go down this way, there is another, we're in some sort of a hilly, not quite mountainous region. I would say that there's a combination of plateaus here, and they probably capture the rainfall. And in the winter, the snowfall, and then they feed these different streams again, I read a book of that's why of our region's ecology. But I can see to the, so the long and winding road, if you watch it go off, it kind of goes in there. But also down there, if you look off to the side, I'm pretty sure those, because it is spring. You notice that there's a very fertile region down there. And I'm almost positive those are like wild berry brambles. And that those may be like other like fruit trees or something down there. Can you see that? Yeah, I think those are like stone fruit trees or something. So I think we should head back down to the river. It's going to take us almost no time since we're going right back downhill. And I guess this is my thought about it. And again, we don't have to. Well, I think I've made one decision, but again, I'm making the decision, and you can make it with me. But I think we go back down to the river. Maybe someplace we go off the trail where we could kind of rest by the trail and see if any of the adults do come along and make a decision. Because I don't think we're going to be sleeping very restfully, or we could kind of take turns watching out. But I just think like we do that and keep each other company. Again, it might be, like, we might have to moderate one another and care for one another, right? Because this might not be easy. Because here's this. I was thinking we could go off there. Because see how there's all those bushes? If we go off the path here, then we go to the river. It's behind the bush down there. Then we could come back and lie behind these bushes for the night. It's not that far off the long and winding trail, but we're not sleeping on the trail. So we kind of have a little bit of cover for comfort, but also say, well, if the adults come looking for us, we'll hear them. But I don't, you know what I mean? I do know what you mean, dear sibling, but I think you have one more thing to say. I'm going to drink some of the water now. Yeah, drink it up. I'm going to drink some too. I've made a choice about my pack. And I don't know if you are thinking this or not, but I have made a choice that whatever happens, so we could keep going tomorrow, we'll rest tonight. I feel pretty good about the fact that I feel good about the water I drank, and that we could get over that pass in the morning, go down and eat some berries and some stone fruit. There was a marshy, like it looks like there's other streams because this is a plateau or a series of plateaus. And we could see where we go. And again, we're not that far from our community and we could keep going, but we could keep going in stages. But I'm going to go without the pack. I'm not going to look in the pack. I think I'm just going to throw my pack in the river here, the stream. Ah, dear sibling, I guess let's stand here together. Is it okay if we put our arms around one another and hold our packs in front of us? Yeah, it is okay. And can I tell you how much I care about you and how much I love you? Well, I love you too, dear sibling. That's when I say dear sibling, it is a combination of love and appreciation. Yeah, and we've never been perfect. Our relationship hasn't been, but I think we stand here and we'll hold our arms out and we'll decide what to do with these packs and we'll go on from there knowing that all will be as it be and all will be well as it is. And then we'll say to one another good night and get some rest and we'll go on from there. Good night. All right, I want to thank everybody that reviewed the show recently. This is from Sophia with an F, DLC. Fell asleep. I'm convinced this is good. How else can he talk about nothing for over an hour multiple times a week? So much trouble falling asleep. I've tried everything. Tried other podcasts, meditation, sounds. Nothing worked. But I've fallen asleep to this podcast 2 nights in a row before it's over. I can't explain how happy I am. The host says it takes a couple tries, but for the first time I listened, it worked for me. It's the first time I've been able to fall asleep without 2 hours. Can't thank it enough. Saw some reviews talking about how annoying the ads are, and I don't get it. You don't even think it like they blend seamlessly into the podcast. Maybe you'll even fall asleep. Anyway, could give this 1,000 stars. Thank you so much. Frozen Ice Cube 26 says, for all ages, me and my younger brother try to see who can get it. Also, they had like Otter Things and Bernie the Butterfly crossover. Lilia, the anthropologist, says, racing thoughts be gone. I can't thank you enough for what you've done for me tonight. For some reason, my mind shuts off when you speak. You're gifted at what you do. I enjoy your childlike sense of humor. Look forward to every episode. You've been helping me for years now. When all else fails, I turn on your show. Thank you so much. Cass, but a host. Torn on how to rate this. I don't know if I should admit this, but I found it fascinating. I definitely need to find another sleep podcast. I don't know. I like it. 5 stars. Bad at Games from Canada says, Scooter, I do. This podcast is magic. Never actually made it to the story. I love how you ramble and I don't have to pay attention. So good. Thank you. Bronze Lupin from Canada says, love his show. Love it so much. Host is the best. Middle school student, great podcast. Been listening for 4 years. Your podcast helped me before big test. Thank you for spreading good values. Sam P. said from the UK says, very grateful, had trouble sleeping over the past 6 months, gotten worse, discovered this podcast, and it's been a game changer. For reviews saying his voice is too loud, turn the volume down. For those saying the intro is too long, fast forward it. Definitely give it a few goes, as it takes a while to get used to. Thanks for everyone involved. No Coda says 24 minutes of ads, loud noises, jarring music, and fast ads for 24 minutes. None of this is actually honest, so I never like know if this is just someone's. I guess this is someone who's tired and having a strong reaction, but it does kind of always throw me off when it's just. I don't mind the bad reviews when it's like people just dislike the show, but when they put stuff that's just not true, it bothers me. Can't do it. Wake up, and I need to, maybe they just listen all night, I don't know, but they don't like it. And then Bubblegum Dynasty says, four Z's, longest I've ever been able to stay awake is 30 minutes. I love this podcast. And when the host says a space that doesn't pressure you to fall asleep, just there to keep you company, something about that idea relaxes me. So thanks everybody who took the time to review the podcast. Appreciate it. Sleep Me exists a free show because we will support the sponsors and support the show on Patreon. A free way to help the podcast is spread the word about podcasts in general, like I've been talking about, or you could use our referral program at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. That's a huge, and I'll talk about that right up here. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is a Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff, what was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes, and nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. That's popping the all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro on my feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do three seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelik. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. Then Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support, support@supercast.com. And good night.